Deeper and deeper we traveled into the very heart of the Earth. One chamber led into another through vaulted passages shaped by an unknown art and illuminated by a mysterious radiance.
Some of these pillars are naturally formed, while others are constructed and elaborately carved.
There are steps, retaining walls, and rather strangely shaped towers.
I wonder if this was a laboratory of some sort.
A laboratory? What kind of laboratory is this thing?
I'm not certain. Perhaps where sunstones were shaped.
A laboratory.
But why are there barges, canals, and roads?
Ah, Mr. Crab, do you see?
See what?
This was also a place of transportation and storage.
Fascinating.
Crab?
What?
Don't wander too far. We don't want to get separated.
Oh, don't worry about me, Professor.
I fear his mind is fixed on one thing, the treasure of King Oktar.
I still don't understand why the thought of gold or treasure causes such strange behavior in men.
Not all men.
True. I will say, Arthur is not obsessed by the lure of diamonds and jewels.
Thank you.
No, he's only obsessed by his science.
That is his passion.
Does he have no passion for women?
Oh, I don't know. I assume so.
You do?
Mm-hmm. You may know that Arthur's wife died many years ago. This was before he was shipwrecked on Dinotopia.
Does he still grieve for her?
Well, his work has become his companion.
I know.
But I have seen Arthur observe you with an interest that was not quite the same as when he discovers a new or rare species of plant.
Really? When?
Oh, when you're not aware. Apparently, Mr. Crab has found something.
Or not found something.
Crab's mind was fixed on one thing, the legendary treasure given away by King Ogthar. He had bounded ahead and quickly found a room where it seemed the treasure had once been locked away. But there was no need of a key this time. Something had torn open the doors with immense force and taken away the treasure, leaving only a few jewels and ornaments of little value.
Leftovers. Pop.
Crab stuffed them in his pack.
What a wasted effort.
And strode away, still grumbling.
Speak of rotten luck.
This really was a treasure room?
I would say so.
It's an insult, that's what it is.
But the doors have been torn from the hinges. Who could do this?
Not human. Ooh, look. Here's something Crab missed.
A gold bracelet.
See the decorations?
A city sinking into the sea.
And a cargo boat headed into the mouth of a cave.
But on the boat, is that a mechanical dinosaur?
Apparently.
What does it mean, Bix?
I believe it means you are correct, Oriana.
I am?
You said we should pay more attention to myths and legends.
Look! Look at this! Bix! Crab, Oriana, come here! It's incredible!
There are times he's like a little boy, isn't he?
No comment.
Look! A whole fleet of machines.
Huh? Machines?
They look as though they once could strut around under their own power.
Strutters?
Yes, I believe you could call them strutters.
Marvelous, Arthur.
Isn't it?
Why are they abandoned?
Who knows? They've probably been sitting here for centuries.
These are an odd sort of vehicle.
They are designed to vaguely resemble dinosaurs.
Mechanical dinosaur?
I believe this machine is supposed to be an ornithomimid.
Yes. With the legs, the tail, the head, the whole body, all metal, all mechanical. Extraordinary.
Oh, and a seat to sit in.
Over here is a handsome vehicle.
Ah.
A ceratopsian touring strutter, is that correct, Bix?
I would say so.
A front and a rear seat has rather simple controls.
Look what Mr. Crab has found.
A giant mechanical crab.
Now, this one I like. Look, see here, 6 walking legs, body armor, a paddled tail for swimming, and best of all, giant claws for pinching.
I imagine the claws were designed for cutting through seaweed.
Yeah, you could cut through a lot of things with these.
I believe this is an arthropod sea scout.
Yeah, sounds all right to me.
But why would anyone need these when we have living dinosaurs?
Don't you see?
No.
This is the hope of progress.
Oh.
Machines. Machines made to serve mankind.
Ah, mankind.
Yes.
And the dinosaurs?
And to serve the dinosaurs too, of course.
To serve them or replace them?
They're still in pretty good shape, Professor.
These machines seem to be waiting in readiness. Apparently the sunstones have some power over them.
Hey, there's a bunch of stones over here lying in these racks.
Ah, excellent, excellent. Now, let's see what happens when I move a sunstone over the surface of this... what did you call it, Bix?
It was Miss Oriana.
A touring strutter.
Very good, yes. Now... Look, did you see?
It was as though it shivered.
Can them stones make these things move?
They certainly have some effect. I wonder if there's a place to... Ah! I believe this bracket is to hold a sunstone. Let's see what happens when I clamp it in place.
Is it breathing?
Certainly sounds like it.
Arthur, it's apparent the sunstones are too weak.
Yes, I believe you're right.
They need to be fed with the light to have any strength.
I agree, but unless
look,
we can find...
Look, above you. You can see a ray of light touching the top of that tower. If one of us can rotate the transmitter stone at the very top, we can bring the beam of light down here.
Yes, of course. Splendid thinking, Oriana.
Thank you.
But who will climb way up there?
Leave it to me.
Crab?
I'll go aloft,
Really?
Climbing that tower is no trouble at all for a fine physical specimen like myself.
I'll load the strutter with more sunstones.
Put some of them stones in that mechanical crab down there. I want to see if we can breathe some life into her.
Well, we'll see.
What strange creatures these are.
Magnificent. Simply magnificent.
Nothing.
Crab reached the top of the tower and swiveled the mechanism. A ray of light pierced the gloom, touching the backs of the machines. The strutter in the form of an arthropod shook itself like a creature roused from an uneasy sleep.
It's moving. It's actually moving.
I wonder if it communicates.
The machine lifted a flap on its side and let out a loud, rattling blast of stale air.
What a crude, ill-mannered beast.
Crab, you can come down.
Hey, Professor.
Yes?
From up here in the crow's nest, I can see a kind of pathway whittled out of the rock.
Where?
It seems to head upward, following alongside the shaft of light.
I can't see it from down here.
Well, it ain't no boulevard. But I bet we can march a couple of them strutters out of there.
Excellent, Crab.
Good going, Mr. Crab.
But nothing.